A Street Dog Named Pup, written by Jill Lewis and read by Sam Newton. Pup curled up in the footwell of the car. He tucked his nose into his fur and shivered. Nothing felt right. Freezing air blasted from a vent beside him, bringing the smells of cars, burger bars and wet tarmac. Streetlights flashed by as the big man steered through the city. The windscreen wipers clunked from side to side against the heavy rain. Pup shivered again, but it wasn't from the cold. Worry chewed at him. Something was different. The car was the same. Pup usually sat on the boy's lap in the back seat. His boy, who smelled deliciously of football socks and cheese puffs. His boy, who held him tight and told him that one day he would grow into his big puppy paws and be the biggest dog ever. His boy, who he tumbled with across the park in warm sunshine, pushing the football with his nose, while his boy ran after him, laughing and shouting. But his boy wasn't here this time. It was dark and cold. "Good dog," said the big man. Pup wagged the tip of his tail, but this didn't feel right. Other dogs were easy to understand, but the language of the humans was confusing. What they said with their body was often different from the words they used. Nothing else about the big man said, "good dog." The big man was silent and closed. His hands were on the steering wheel, staring ahead. Pup couldn't read him at all. Pup wanted to whine and yip, but he worried the big man would shout at him and slap him across the nose. He always did when Pup made a noise. If his boy had been in the car, Pup would have crawled up into his lap and tucked his head onto his chest and listened to the thump, thump, thump of his boy's heart. His boy would have scratched just behind the ears and held him safe. But his boy wasn't here this time. His boy was still at home, in bed, where Pup should be with him now. In his mind, he could still see his boy in bed and himself curled up beside him. The boy always wrapped his arm around Pup, holding Pup's paw in his warm human hand. They would lie curled up beneath the fleecy blanket while the boy fell asleep, breathing warm breath into Pup's soft fur. But this night had been different too. The boy's mother had come in. She had lifted Pup up, placing a teddy beside the boy where Pup had been. "Good dog," she'd said, while she placed the sleeping boy's arm over the teddy instead. "We're going for a walk," she'd whispered to Pup. But there had been no lead or ball, only the big man waiting at the door to put Pup inside the car. Pup tucked his nose deeper into his fur as the car lurched and swung along the roads. He could still smell his boy in his fur, and there felt some safety in that.